Book 11. Chapter 2. How upon the death of Cyrus the Jews were hindered in building of the temple by the Cutheans and the neighboring governors, and how Cambyses entirely forbade the Jews to do any such thing. When the foundations of the temple were laying, and when the Jews were very zealous about building it, the neighboring nations, and especially the Cutheans, whom Shalmaneser, king of Assyria, had brought out of Persia and Media, and had planted in Samaria, when he carried the people of Israel captives, besought the governors and those that had the care of such affairs that they would interrupt the Jews, both in the rebuilding of their city and in the building of their temple. Now as these men were corrupted by them with money, they sold the Cutheans their interest for rendering this building a slow and a careless work. For Cyrus, who was busy about other wars, knew nothing of all this. And it so happened that when he had led his army against the Massagetae, he ended his life. But when Cambyses, the son of Cyrus, had taken the kingdom, the governors in Syria and Phoenicia, and in the countries of Amnon and Moab, and Samaria, wrote an epistle to Cambyses, whose contents were as follows. To our Lord Cambyses, we, thy servants, Rathumas, the historiographer, and Semelius, the scribe, and the rest that are thy judges in Syria and Phoenicia, send greeting. It is fit, O king, that thou shouldst know that those Jews which are carried to Babylon are come into our country, and are building that rebellious and wicked city, and its marketplaces, and setting up its walls, and raising up the temple. Know therefore that when these things are finished, they will not be willing to pay tribute, nor will they submit to thy commands, but will resist kings, and will choose rather to rule over others than be ruled over themselves. We therefore thought it proper to write to thee, O king, while the works about the temple are going on so fast, and not to overlook this matter, that thou mayst search into the books of thy fathers, for thou wilt find in them that the Jews have been rebels and enemies to kings, as hath their city been also, which for that reason hath been till now laid waste. We thought proper also to inform thee of this matter, because thou mayest otherwise perhaps be ignorant of it, that if this city be once inhabited and be entirely encompassed with walls, thou wilt be excluded from thy passage to Celesyria and Phoenicia. When Cambyses had read the epistle, being naturally wicked, he was irritated at what they told him, and wrote back to them as follows. Cambyses the king, to Rathumas the historiographer, to Betethmas, to Semelius the scribe, and the rest that are in commission, and dwelling in Samaria and Phoenicia, after this manner. I have read the epistle that was sent from you, and I gave order that the books of my forefathers should be searched into, and it is there found that this city hath always been an enemy to kings, and its inhabitants have raised seditions and wars. We also are sensible that their kings have been powerful and tyrannical, and have exacted tribute of Celesyria and Phoenicia. Wherefore I gave order that the Jews shall not be permitted to build that city, lest such mischief as they used to bring upon kings be greatly augmented. When this epistle was read, Rathumas and Semelius the scribe and their associates got suddenly on horseback and made haste to Jerusalem. They also brought a great company with them, and forbade the Jews to build the city and the temple. Accordingly, these works were hindered from going on till the second year of the reign of Darius, for 9 years more. For Cambyses reigned 6 years, and within that time overthrew Egypt, and when he was come back, he died at Damascus.